be.
Good evening. My name is Patricia, and I'm a recovering addict from Washington, D.C. First and foremost, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be anywhere alive and continuing on this journey. I got drafted this morning when I got here, and I was trying to figure out the topic of awakening / honesty. And first you gotta wake up. And the only way you can wake up is through the steps. I can never ever be honest with myself until I find out who I am. So the first step just simply tells me that I have to learn how to surrender and accept. That I shot a whole lot of dough. I was on the count a whole lot of times. But it's going to get better if I stop listening to me. The second step tells me that I need something other than me to guide me, because I guided me all of the 18 years that I shot dope. So that means that I took me all of the bad places that I went to. So I first found the people in the room, the Narcotics Anonymous. I remember my mother's God and my grandmother's God, but I was raised as a Catholic, so that wasn't good for me, because when I became an adult, I was trying to figure out, what if I go confess, I may never get off my knees. If I went on a Sunday and had to do confession, and they gave me 25 Our Fathers and 25 Hail Marys, and I really hadn't done anything, I was afraid that if I went in there and said what I had begun to do, that I probably would never get up. So that didn't work. And they said he had struck me down anyway, because I was a bad child. But the third step allowed me to find a God of my understanding. Not a God of your understanding, but a God of my understanding. A God that cared about me enough to save me and love me. Even though I didn't feel that I was savable, even though I didn't feel like I was salvageable, even though I didn't feel like I was worth saving. He saved me anyway. So I put my care in this person that I couldn't see, that I had to learn to trust, and let him continue to guide my life. See, I had to do step work first in order to awaken. I can't wake up just because I go to sleep at night and I get up and don't shoot no dope. That's not an awakening. We're talking about an awakening of my spirit. We're talking awakening of my soul. We're talking about awakening of my life that I've never known before. Because this journey I've never been on before. Yesterday was different. Today is different. He woke me up this morning and allowed me to see something and walk into something that I'll never ever see again. No, I didn't come to the convention expecting to do no workshop. I came down here to give me some time. You know, I just want to sit in the back like I always do, play me some pinochle and tell my husband, say, look, you done been back there long enough, we need to go eat something, right? That didn't happen today. And then they asked him, it was alright if I could do it. He said, sure. You know, so I was trying to figure out, was he in a part of the setup? But the thing that I recognize today is that everything is divine. The order, it don't make no difference what you plan. When he say, I got you, I'm going to use you, it's his will, not mine, going to be done. I know you can buck, Patricia. I know you ain't got to do it. I know you can walk away feeling like because you got 31 years clean, I don't need to speak no more. I'd have been all over. I don't need to speak no more. But we're talking about something different. A topic that you've never ventured on. We're talking about an awakening of the spirit. Yes, not the flesh. That was already woke. We're talking about the spirit that resides in me. So when you jump in the floor, you get to understand who you are. Yes. Come on. and you start finding out that you got some assets, you got some liabilities, and you got some accountabilities and some responsibilities. Then you begin to recognize that when he picked you up, he didn't pick you up for you.
Come on.
All that you went through that you would like to say, why me, Lord? He say, why not you? Because if you got my God, you know he paid the ultimate price. I don't know near one of my children I'm going to put my life on the line for. I'm sorry. I would like to say, but we're talking about being honest. To thy own self be true. Not speak what you think I need to speak. Not the man you need me to speak in. But I'm talking about telling me the truth. I love my daughter. I love my son that I have left. I love my grandchildren. I love my great-grandchildren. But I cannot tell you I would let nobody do to me what my God allowed them to do to him so that I could live. I can't say that. I could say it, but it wouldn't be honest. So now my spirit begins to wake up. And I recognize the harm and the damage that I've caused so many people. And I understand and recognize that I can't lay here driven by shame and guilt. He didn't save me to lock me into what I did. He's trying to take me someplace I've never been. He's trying to use me. And as I begin the journey, I begin to understand that all that I went through wasn't for me. All that I endured was for somebody else to let you know how good God is. How good he is and what he'll do for you because he's done it for me. If you knew it here today and your spirit has not awakened yet, hold on. You got to turn. It's going to wake up. You're going to get a chance to live a life worth living. But you got to go through what you got to go through. And it's only as painful as you make it. Because you got to keep surrendering in this process. The first step is the only step I know you got to take all the way on the journey. So you can't put this first step no place else on the back burner because you did a first step. That step you need to take in the two. Because you got to be able to recognize in order to wake up, you got to be able to surrender some stuff that seems unacceptable to you. Oh, Patricia, you know, walking through this journey, you know, Patricia, it's been some unacceptable things that have crossed your life. Like burying your son when chronologically I should have been buried. But he said, no, he got to go. And you got to stay. Then you got to look at why is it that you really want to go. Huh? You can't run. That's all you ever wanted to do was run from responsibilities, run from the commitment. Well, now there's no hiding place. And it took me gone. What, you going to sit on it? I think not. Because I didn't save you for you. Ooh, Jesus. He said that I have to continue even when I don't want to. Even when I don't feel like it. Because he continues to open me up to new possibilities. But my spirit, everybody ain't gonna like your awakening. And on this journey, while you're waking up, you're gonna see that some people must go. Everybody can't walk where I'm going. Everybody not gonna accept who he's creating me to be. I'm on the potter's wheel. He don't want me to tell your story. He wants to tell my story so he can get all the glory. Not vain glory. This ain't for me. I can't take credit for nothing I got. Without him, there is no me. Without him daily, I can't make it. So how can I find the truth about me in four unless I begin to take responsibility. Then I can see the snake. Then I can begin to see the hole. I said, I ain't that. My sponsor, when I got here, my sponsor said, you was a hoe. And I said, a hoe? I ain't never did none of that. Yeah. She say, did you have that man that you had them kids by? That you performed for? Had he not had what he had, what you did, what you did? I said, ah! If you stand and get up and smack you. She said, let me be clear with you. A hoe is performing against your will. That's a trick. I don't care if it's your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is that you laying down and you're performing for because you're getting something out of it. Use a hoe. I said, wait a minute. Nobody talk to me like that. I was new, fresh out of the penitentiary. How you gonna come at me like that? I just came off the couch. How you gonna try to open me up to something? New possibilities. How you gonna do that? She said, I'm gonna help you save your life. And when I accepted taking one in the four, and I could accept that there were nights that I did what I did and I didn't want to. But that nigga had the money and the dope. So now I take responsibility for it and I see what it created in me. I see what it caused me to do. I see the behavior pattern. But see, then we had to walk a little further because then I had to understand that I had been molested. I had put that way back here. I didn't know that ever happened. I didn't know what that little dirty old man downstairs did. But here's the hit. I had to talk about the feeling. I liked what he did. I went back to get some more. Yeah. They didn't say nothing. She said, what? She said, don't, you what? I said, I went back downstairs chasing that feeling. Mm-hmm. He didn't penetrate me, so I didn't know what the was going on. You know what he did? He gave me some head. And I got that feeling, I chased it, and I asked everybody I came in contact with after him, do you do that? Yeah. Because if you didn't do that, I didn't want none. I had to have that dope to modify. See, I had, when it woke up in my brain as a young lady and I realized what had happened, that I had been molested, he could have went to jail and all that stuff, I had put that hype in my arm. So, you know, it went to La La Land. It disappeared some more. Now y'all brought me into the rooms of Nakash Nami. Y'all making me dig. Y'all stirring a pot that was dead. Wow. Because my spirit has got to be awakened. I can't be used unless I wake up. You can't be used unless you know who you are. And then when you realize who you are, you got to figure out who you belong to. It ain't no nigga. It ain't no woman. You know, if that's what you like, I belong to somebody you can't see or touch. But you can feel him only if you steal. He'll come see you. In the midst of the storm, he'll sit with you. When everybody else can't answer the phone, he'll sit with you. He'll make you stall. He'll make you go through his storm and don't tell nothing. I'm telling you, I done been through hell and back. I don't know about you. I've endured the storm. How I know that my spirit has been awakened and I'm ready to be honest with me, not you. Because I've been going through something. Whole lot of y'all know. Whole lot of y'all been whispering. I don't care. My only concern is that I don't get out of God's character. Yeah. I know you don't like me smiling in my face and hug me, but it's all right. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah, I'm going to take you in prayer. Because what you ain't going to do is knock me out of my blessing and I'll be on the camel. See, because y'all always knew how crazy I was. But y'all forgot what he has done. What you can't see is who is here. What you want to keep seeing is Red Pat and Crazy Pat. But I'm Patricia. She's been arrested. Yeah. Yeah. We talking about honesty. I want to kill him. But I love him. You know, y'all wanted me to know that he shed in the meeting, you know, about his Roman eyes and all the other stuff. But guess what? You can't make me leave him because you ain't putting with me. You can't do that. You can't do that. Did it hurt? Hell yeah. Do it hurt? Hell yeah. But I ain't got to tear me up or nothing else. I know who she is. I ain't got nothing to say to her or about her. See, that's him working, not me. Because there's this vibe in me say I'm justified. I need to step to you because you don't know what you did or you think I didn't turn into a punk. But I ain't got to fight my battle today. I got somebody else that fights for me. Man, look, oh man, do I want to go? Yeah. I sure do, but if I go, you won't see him. And he's kept me because he want to be seen. He wants somebody else to know that's struggling. He wants another woman, another wife, to know that no matter what, you took a vow. And that if I can stay, so can you. Yeah, because when he build the house, you can't tear it down. Yeah, man. I get pop-ups. I have to catch myself. You know, a picture pop up on the Facebook with some other my friends and they in the picture. I'm like, and I go tell my husband, you know what I'm saying? And then he say, every time you do that, you scratch the scab off of something I'm trying to heal. Let it go. If you whoop him, it ain't gonna take it back. If you kill him, it ain't gonna resolve whatever it is that's swarming in your body. I'm the healer. Let me have this back. I'll make your enemies your footstool. When they harm you, I got you. So I don't need to fight with you. I don't even need to cuss you out. I don't need to do none of that. I need to stay in character so that my awakening can continue. And I can honestly share when a woman comes to me and says, what should I do? My womb won't make me share something else. I'll tell you how important it is to stand in spite of. He done kept me 31 years. My work ain't done. He put me with somebody out of all the men that I named, clean and unclean. He put me with somebody out of another continent to me. But he had something in his belly that my God said, if I just do this, I can't reach her. She won't listen. She afraid. She keep running. She keep doing this. She understand the building that I'm doing. She want to run from the other woundings.
Well, girl.
So I'm a minister. Licensed and ordained.
Yes. All right.
I can marry, I buried, but I can counsel now with a clear understanding and not my wounding, but his mercy and his grace. I can tell you about me and not worry about where you put it. Because my job is not for me, it's to let you know that if he took me through it, yeah, if he's still working on me, he'll work on you too. Come on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Stand when it's time to stand. Those times that you were unable to stand, stand for you now. Because you got a greater representative than you might imagine. Yeah. If you ain't find them yet, find them. And I know this ain't no religious program, but I got somebody bigger than the program. I got somebody reminds me when I get up and look in the mirror that he loves me without the makeup, without hair. All my hair came out from taking that Hep C medicine. I was humiliated. I was embarrassed. But he said, it's all right. He said, take it, get naked, and look in the mirror and see what I created.
Yes. Yes.
It ain't supposed to look like nobody else. It ain't supposed to be shaped like nobody else. It's all mine. It's me. It's mine. So here I am. The journey continues and I continue to awaken. I continue to take the risk of befriending women that I don't like letting people in my space. I'm a loving, caring, and giving person in spite of what you might think. But I'm really reserved because I don't like letting you in. Because that means I gotta work with you. And sometimes you don't want good old direction. You just want to ease God out, that ego. So I just want you to know today, I hope I helped somebody. You can't save your face and your ass at the same time. So be clear about what you're trying to keep. I went in the car, right? I told my husband to get my makeup back. Because I ain't no makeup on all day, right? So I said, give me some makeup. So I watched the Maybelline girl come to life. And I was walking in, I said, you didn't need to do all that. You know, but, you know, sometimes I just want to lift and separate.